Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz says he bagged a couple birds during the Minnesota governor's pheasant hunting opener in the Ortonville area. The governor said there were a lot of birds out there and they got two roosters while hunting along a slough. He said the dogs were great and the weather was perfect. Walz announced that next year's governor's pheasant hunting opener will be in Northfield. A state Senate committee just finished a tour of future bonding projects in northeastern Minnesota, including stops in Duluth and Two Harbors. The projects include sewer and water systems and construction. Capital Investment Chair Sandy Pappas of St. Paul says a lot of work needs to be done.
We need bigger bonding bills because the need out in greater Minnesota is so great. You know, we have all these aging water and sewer plants that were built in the 60s with 90-95% federal money, and they're all aging out at the same time.
The committee's next tour of infrastructure projects will be in November in the Twin Cities. State officials are reporting that Minnesota exports were down in the second quarter. Tu Maiho Kim with the Department of Employment and Economic Development says
the state's exports of goods dropped 19% to $5.8 billion. This decline was driven significantly by the drop in mineral fuel and oil exports to Canada, where Canada is our primary market for these goods.
She says exports to China and Mexico, Minnesota's second and third largest markets, declined by more than 20% each. And this is Indigenous Peoples Day in Minnesota. Events are going on in communities including Minneapolis, Plymouth, Duluth, Brainerd, Moorhead, and Cloquet. The federal government recognizes today as the Columbus Day holiday. The musical stage adaptation of Purple Rain makes its world premiere Thursday night at the State Theater in Minneapolis. Hennepin Arts CEO Todd Dusing says this production is similar to the 1984 hit movie.
Some added songs, but adapted for the stage. You know, this is one of the many art forms that Prince's legacy left us, and we're going to see it in a new format, but to continue his legacy and to share with new generations the brilliant works that this legend created.
Dusing says the talented creative team has produced a stage adaption that is engaging, exciting, and really represents the artistry of Prince. There are some tickets still available. And the Minnesota Wild play the LA Kings tonight at Grand Casino Arena. The Wild fell to the Blue Jackets 7-4 in the home opener Saturday night. Kirill Kaprizov scored twice, and Matt Boldy added a goal and two assists for Minnesota. The Kings are coming off a 3-2 loss in Winnipeg. This is MNN.